Hey everyone, welcome back to another deep dive.
Yep.
Today we're going to be looking into something that's been making waves in the cybersecurity world.
Yeah, we're talking about a vulnerability.
A serious one.
A serious vulnerability in Veeam backup solution.
And for folks who maybe aren't familiar with Veeam,
right.
It's a software that helps organizations keep their data safe. You know, that safety net.
Their backups, exactly.
Exactly. And this vulnerability, it's a big deal. We're talking about potential data breaches, ransomware attacks, companies getting locked out of their own system. So
yeah, the stakes are high.
Definitely high. So if you're an IT pro, or frankly, just someone who cares about keeping their digital life secure, you'll want to listen closely to this deep dive.
Absolutely.
So let's not sugarcoat this. Okay, what exactly are we dealing with here? What makes this vulnerability so dangerous?
So this vulnerability is officially known as CVE-2025-23-114, and it affects a part of Veeam software called the Veeam Updater.
Okay, the update.
Right, so think of it like this. It's the component responsible for downloading and installing updates for the Veeam software.
Okay, so like when my phone
tells
me there's a new update,
right,
it's handling that whole process.
Exactly like that. So imagine that process gets hijacked and someone starts installing malicious apps on your phone without you even knowing that's the kind of situation we're dealing with here.
Oh, wow. So it was like someone sneaking in through the update process, disguising themselves as a friendly update.
Exactly.
Not cool.
Not
cool.
Yeah. And the scary part is it exploits a basic security principle, trust.
Okay.
The Veeam Updater trusts that the updates it's downloading are legitimate.
It assumes it's all good.
Right. But because of this vulnerability, an attacker can take advantage of that trust.
Okay. So how does this taking advantage actually happen? I mean, how does an attack like this actually work? I'm picturing something like super complicated and technical.
You know, it's actually simpler than you might think. And it boils down to how computers talk to each other. Essentially, the Veeam Updater doesn't properly verify the authenticity of the updates it's downloading.
Okay, so it's not doing its due diligence.
No, not in this case.
Hmm.
So think of it like this. You're expecting a letter from your bank, right? But someone intercepts it along the way, swaps it out with a fake, and redirects your payments to their account.
Oh, wow.
That's essentially what's happening digitally, except instead of money, we're talking about control over your entire backup system.
Okay, so it's like a digital bait and switch.
Exactly.
The Veeam server thinks it's getting a legitimate update, but it's really getting a nasty surprise.
Precisely. And that surprise is malicious code carefully crafted by the attacker to give them control over the server.
Okay, so we've talked about control, but what could an attacker actually do with that kind of access? I mean, what's the worst case scenario here?
Well, this vulnerability is rated at a 9.0 out of 10 in terms of severity. So
sure.
It's about as serious as it gets. And with the right skills, an attacker could essentially do whatever they wanted. We're talking stealing sensitive data, deploying ransomware to encrypt critical business files, which could cripple an organization,
right,
and even establishing a backdoor for ongoing access, turning the compromised server into a launching pad for further attacks.
So it's like having a fire escape that leads directly into the fire.
Exactly.
Not good.
Not good at all.
So who exactly is in the line of fire here? Is everyone using Veeam at risk?
Well, the good news is not everyone is in immediate danger. Newer versions of Veeam backup and replication, specifically version 12.3, with the latest updates, are safe from this particular vulnerability. However, there are a lot of organizations still using older versions of various Veeam products.
So which specific products should people be worried about?
We're talking Veeam backup for Salesforce, Nutanix, HV, AWS, Microsoft, Azure, Google Cloud, even older versions of Oracle, Linux, Red Hat virtualization. If you're using any of these, you need to take action and fast.
Okay, so let's get to the million-dollar question. What can our listeners do to protect themselves?
The first and most crucial step is to update. Veeam has released patches to fix this vulnerability, and you need to get them installed ASAP through the Veeam Updater.
Okay, so patching is priority number one.
Absolutely. But before you do that, it's worth checking which version of the updater you're running.
Okay, so how do we check our digital temperature, so to speak?
It's actually pretty simple. You can review the update logs, which are usually found at veeam-veeam-dutch-update-updater.log. This will tell you if you're running a vulnerable version.
Okay, so check the logs and then download the patch. Sounds straightforward enough. What about folks who already have automatic updates enabled, or are they in the clear?
Well, Veeam did the right thing and enabled automatic updates by default for a while now, so there's a chance you might already be protected, but it's still crucial to verify. It never hurts to be extra cautious when it comes to cybersecurity, right?
Absolutely. Okay. So updating is priority number one, but are there any other preventative measures people can take? What if they want to go above and beyond just patching?
That's a great question. And you're right to think beyond just patching. Even with patch software, it's all about creating layers of security.
Okay.
So in addition to patching, you want to be monitoring network traffic for anything fishy, isolating backup appliances from external networks as much as possible, and using secure communication protocols like VPNs, especially when downloading those updates.
So it's about making it as difficult as possible for those attackers to even get close, even if they try to sneak in through the update process.
Exactly. And speaking of sneaking in, we've talked a lot about how this attack works in theory, but in the next part, we'll dive into some real-world examples of similar attacks, because unfortunately, this Veeam vulnerability isn't an isolated incident.
All right. Well, we'll be sure to come back for that, so stay tuned. Yeah. It's kind of funny when we talk about cybersecurity. It's easy to get lost in the technical jargon, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But these are real threats with real consequences.
Absolutely.
So before we get too deep in the weeds, I think it'd be helpful to look at some real-world examples of how these attacks actually play out.
Yeah, seeing how these vulnerabilities are exploited in the wild, I think can give you a much better grasp of the risks.
So let's say I'm an attacker, and I've got my sights set on a vulnerable Veeam server. How would I actually pull off this man-in-the-middle attack?
Well, like we talked about, the attacker needs to position themselves between the Veeam server and the update server.
Okay.
Kind of like you're sending a postcard to a friend, but someone intercepts it along the way, reads your message, and then delivers a fake postcard with their own message instead.
Sneaky.
That's the essence of a man-in-the-middle attack.
Okay. I get the postcard analogy, but how does that actually happen in the digital world?
It all comes down to network access. The attacker needs to be in a position to intercept the communication between the Veeam server and the update server. This could be anywhere along the network path, from a compromised router to a public Wi-Fi hotspot.
So it's like setting up a listening post on the information superhighway.
Exactly.
Intercepting those digital postcards before they reach their destination.
And because of this vulnerability, the Veeam updater has no way of knowing that the messages are being tampered with. It blindly trusts that the updates are coming from the legitimate source.
Oh, so the attacker essentially hijacks the entire update process, and the Veeam server is none the wiser.
Precisely. And remember, the attacker can now inject any code they want into those updates, making the server do whatever they want it to do.
Okay, that's starting to paint a pretty scary picture.
Yeah.
Are there any real-world examples of similar attacks that can help us understand just how damaging this can be?
Absolutely. One example that comes to mind is the NotPetya ransomware attack back in 2017. Although not directly related to Veeam, it exploited a vulnerability in a software update process to spread rapidly through corporate networks, causing billions of dollars in damage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, you know, while this Veeam vulnerability is specific to Veeam, it is part of a broader pattern of attackers exploiting weaknesses in software updates to wreak havoc.
Right, because patching is like treating the symptoms. But we need to address the root cause, which is these insecure update mechanisms. So beyond patching, what else can organizations do to fortify their backup systems and prevent these kinds of attacks?
Well, there are several strategies that can help. One approach that's gaining a lot of traction is the concept of zero trust security.
Okay, I've heard that term thrown around, but to be honest, I'm not entirely sure what it means. Can you break it down for us?
Sure. Zero Trust is a security framework that assumes that no user or device can be trusted by default, even those within your own network.
So it's like the cybersecurity equivalent of trust but verify.
Exactly. It's about eliminating implicit trust and implementing strong authentication mechanisms, micro-segmentation of networks, and continuous monitoring to limit the potential damage if a breach does occur. It's like having multiple checkpoints and security protocols throughout your network rather than just relying on a single wall at the perimeter.
So in the context of backup security, how would zero trust principles actually be applied? Are we talking about giving each backup file its own little security detail?
Not quite, but you're getting the idea. Applying zero trust to backups would involve things like encrypting backup data both in transit and at rest, using strong authentication mechanisms to control access to backup systems, and implementing granular access controls so that even if an attacker gains access to a backup server, they can't do much damage.
So it's about minimizing the blast radius, so to speak.
Precisely. And it also involves regularly reviewing and auditing backup security policies and procedures to ensure they're still effective against the latest threats.
Okay, I'm seeing a theme here. It's all about layering these security measures patching, zero trust monitoring, and so on.
You got it, because no single security solution is foolproof. It's about creating a multi-layered defense system that makes it as difficult as possible for attackers to succeed. Think of it like a medieval fortress, multiple layers of walls, moats, guard towers, and archers all working together to protect the castle.
That's a great analogy, and it makes a lot of sense. But I have to ask, implementing all these security measures sounds pretty resource intensive. What advice would you give to smaller organizations that might not have dedicated cybersecurity teams or huge budgets?
That's a valid concern, and you're right. Robust cybersecurity can be complex, but there are steps that even smaller organizations can take to improve their security posture without breaking the bank.
So what are some low-hanging fruit, so to speak, that can make a big difference?
One of the simplest yet most effective steps is enabling multi-factor authentication for all user accounts. It adds an extra layer of security that makes it much harder for attackers to gain unauthorized access.
Okay, good advice. What else?
Regularly backing up your data and storing those backups offline or in a secure cloud environment is another crucial practice. This ensures that even if your primary systems are compromised, you have a way to restore your data.
So it's like having a spare tire for your spare tire. Always good to have that extra layer of protection, right?
Exactly. And another simple but often overlooked measure is educating your employees about basic cybersecurity hygiene. This includes things like recognizing phishing emails, using strong passwords, and avoiding suspicious websites.
Ah, yes, the human firewall. It's often the weakest link in the chain.
True. But with the right training and awareness, your employees can actually become a valuable asset in your cybersecurity efforts.
So it's not just about technology, but also about people and processes.
Absolutely. Cybersecurity is a holistic endeavor that requires a multifaceted approach.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground here, from the technical details of the attack to broader strategies for bolstering backup security. But I think the key takeaway is that even though this vulnerability is specific to Veeam, the lessons we're learning here apply to all sorts of software and systems.
You're absolutely right. Cybersecurity is an ongoing challenge, and it's crucial to stay informed and be proactive in implementing these security measures to protect your valuable data. And in the final part of this deep dive, we'll be discussing some additional resources and tools that can help you do just that.
So we've spent this deep dive unpacking this Veeam vulnerability, really getting into the technical nuts and bolts and exploring the wider implications for backup security. But now let's shift gears a little bit and talk about what you can actually do with all of this information.
Yeah, knowledge is power, but only if you know how to apply it, right? So let's distill all this down to some key takeaways and actions you can take.
Okay, so first things first, if you are using any of the affected Veeam products, and we listed them earlier, you need to patch those systems ASAP. No excuses, consider this your friendly public service announcement.
Couldn't agree more. And remember, even if you think you have automatic updates turned on, double check to make sure it's better to be safe than sorry when it comes to cybersecurity.
Absolutely. And beyond just patching, the big takeaway for me is that backup security can't be an afterthought. You know, it needs to be a core part of your overall security strategy, just as important as protecting your primary systems.
Your spot-on backups are often seen as the last line of defense, but as we've seen with this vulnerability, they can be a target themselves. So it's crucial to treat them with the same level of security you would any other critical system.
So what does that look like in practice? What are some concrete steps organizations can take to, you know, beef up their backup security posture? We touched on a few things already, like network monitoring and zero trust, but is there anything else?
Yeah, we've talked a lot about the technical side of things, but, you know, there's also the human element to consider. People make mistakes, clicking on phishing links, using weak passwords, those kinds of things.
Oh, yeah, the good old human factor. Sometimes it feels like we're fighting a losing battle there.
It can be a challenge for sure. That's why it's so crucial to invest in cybersecurity awareness training for everyone in your organization. Teach them about those phishing scams, password hygiene, social engineering tactics, all the tricks attackers use to try to take advantage of human nature.
Right. It's like giving everyone a crash course in cybersecurity self-defense.
Exactly. Empower your team to be part of the solution, not the problem. And it's not a one and done thing either. Cybersecurity awareness needs to be an ongoing effort, constantly reinforced and updated as new threats emerge.
So it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of practice, are there any resources or tools that organizations can use to kind of simulate attacks and see how well their defenses hold up?
There are actually quite a few. Penetration testing, for example, is a great way to identify vulnerabilities before the bad guys do. It's like hiring ethical hackers to try to break into your network so you can find the weak spots and fix them before a real attacker exploits them.
So it's like a controlled burn in the forest. You're
Exactly.
deliberately starting a small fire to prevent a larger one. I like that
It's
analogy.
a good one. And there are also a ton of security assessment tools and software out there that can help you identify potential risks and weaknesses in your backup infrastructure. We'll be sure to include links to some of these resources in the show notes.
Perfect. Now, before we wrap up, I want to circle back to something you said earlier about the constantly evolving nature of cyber threats. It seems like every day there's a new vulnerability or attack technique being discovered. How can organizations possibly keep up with all of that? It feels like trying to hit a moving target sometimes.
It's definitely a challenge, but it's not impossible. The key is to stay informed and be proactive. Subscribe to security blogs and newsletters, attend industry conferences, talk to other security professionals. The more you know, the better prepared you'll be.
So it's all about continuous learning, always adapting and evolving to stay one step ahead of the bad guys.
Exactly. And remember, cybersecurity is not just an IT issue, it's a business issue. It needs to be a top priority for everyone in the organization, from the CEO down to the intern.
Well said. Cybersecurity is everyone's responsibility. And on that note, I think we've reached the end of our deep dive into this Veeam vulnerability. We've covered a lot of ground, from the technical details to the broader implications for backup security.
We've also provided you with some practical tips and resources to help you protect your organization from these kinds of threats. So,
Hopefully, everyone listening feels a little bit more empowered to take control of their cybersecurity.
that's the goal.
Absolutely. So, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, stay safe and stay curious.